Nishmak Elimud, that begins the same way the Yontif begins, which is the first mitzvah that we encounter on the Yontif, which is the mitzvah of Bdikas Chametz. The first few sugyas that we're going to be focused on in the first parak will be focused on different aspects about the mitzvah of Bdikas Chametz and the purpose of Bdikas Chametz. And within that, we're going to approach all the different violations that happen, that exist on Pesach. There are many different halachas that relate to Hilchos Pesach, relate to Chametz, that we need to analyze. Number one, the most known is the Isser Achilas Chametz. A person is not allowed to eat Chametz. He's Chayes Karis if he eats Chametz on Pesach. How early does that apply? When does that apply? When does it begin to apply? That we're going to have to learn on Erev Pesach. What's Rabbinic? What's Daraisa? There is an Isser to be Nana from Pesach, from Chametz on Pesach. And in addition to that, there's an Isser to own Chametz on Pesach, which is going to be the basic Aveira of Bal Yirah by Yimotze. Nothing of your possession should appear to you. Now, what are the qualifications of that is something we're also going to have to analyze. What if it technically is not owned by me? What if it's in my property and it's seen by me? Good. We're going to Mirtz Hashem by the end of the year, try and navigate all of those questions. But we're going to jump into the Masechta because the Torah tells us that we have to do a Bedika and we can't just rely on any other vehicle in order to get rid of the surim that are connected to Chametz on Pesach. Comes along the Mishnah and says as follows, Or la'ar bo'asar, the entire three blot, the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, is really interesting. Gemara Zerbos, I suggest that you try to do it, in any time that you have, because I don't think we're going to be able to analyze it. There is a lot of agadatas at the beginning of the Masechta, but it's talking about the beginning of the Masechta that the Bdikas Chametz is Or. The Gemara is not clear what even Or means. Is Or the morning, or is Or in the night? And what does Or mean? What is Or referring to? A lot to talk about in the world of Machshava about the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, the first word of Maseches Pesachim, but for a shmooze another time, not for right now, because we really want to get into the halachas and the lamdas regarding the next few words. Boitkim esachametz la'or aner. So we have a chiyav to be boidek the chametz with a candle. Kol makom shein machan. The Gemara on Daf Zayin tells us mekoros along agadata also over there that we have to do it from a candle, just like their bodek as Yushalayim. The Gemara learns out from drushas as the Ran tells us. Kol makom shein machnisim bo chametz ein tzarich b'diko. And then the Gemara qualifies and the Gemara says, but if you have areas that you never go into, or you have certain policies, there's certain people have different policies in their house, how lax they are in terms of food. Growing up, my upstairs, pretty much you would never bring food upstairs. Technically, although the practice is to check everywhere, technically those areas are not chayiv and bedikas chametz. If you never bring chametz into those areas, based on this Mishnah, you're not chayiv to do a bedika. Poskim suggests that when you have little kids around, there is no area that you're not machnis chametz. So therefore, when you have little kids, many different areas that you would have assumed are not chayiv become chayiv. But that's all based on this Mishnah. And then the Gemara Mishnah goes into a detailed machlokes between Bisham and Vesilo about two different cellars and the barrels of wine situated in two different ways. What are you? Where are we choshesh that the shamish in the middle of the meal might have gone down with some bread and left it there? How far in to the barrels? Because he doesn't go into the back of the room when he's taking out the barrels. Good. So that's the Mishnah. The chiyuv of bedikas chametz, and we only have a chiyuv of bedikas chametz in areas that a person tends to bring chametz into. Zopt Rashi or la arba sargasrina. Laura Ner Begmarma first time the Rashi quotes the Gemara and Dabzayin of Beis, why specifically a candle. Then Rashi says, Boidkin Shaloyavar Allah Babal Yiro Babal Yamotz. Rashi sheds light on this Chiyuv of Bdikas Chametz. What is this Chiyuv of Bdikas Chametz? Shaloyavar Allah Babal Yiro Babal Yamotz. This is in order to not violate one of the biblical transgressions associated with Pesach, which is not to own chametz. Again, literally meaning chametz should not be appear to you, chametz should not be found. But what Chazal understood that meant that you cannot have chametz in your possession on Shabbos because it's talking about your chametz. Good. One of the important things that a person has to do whenever they open up a sugya, whenever they open up a new limud, whenever they open up a new topic, is to ask themselves, if I'm dealing with an inyan, a halacha, a mitzvah, is this the oraisa or is this the rabban? So from Rashi, you don't really know. Rashi says there is a biblical issue associated with bedikas chametz, but we're not really clear what the level of the bedikas chametz is. What is the issue associated? This is a way for you not to violate the iser de oraisa of bal yirah bal yimotze, and that's the rationale for the mitzvah of bdikas chametz. That's all Rashi tells me. Comes along Tosfos and attacks Rashi, as we'll see in a second. But before we do so, we need to read a few Gemaras in order to understand what Tosfos is saying. The Gemara tells us on Daf Dalid that there is a concept called Bedika, but there is also a concept called Bittel. The Gemara tells us clearly on Daf Dalid that however Bittel works for both sides, we're going to call that nullification. The recitation that we say, Kol Chamira V'Chamia Di'ika B'Rishusei, the Bi'arti U'Dulo Ba'arti, right? That everyone says the night before Pesach. And once again, by the Sreifas Chametz, you're Mevatel again. So that's called Bittel Chametz. If a person nullifies Chametz, says the Gemara and Daf Dalid, Midoraisa Bittel Ba'al Masagi. On a level of Deoraisa, on a biblical level, you're A-OK once you've went through the process of being Mevatel the Chametz. What does that mean, Bittel? How does Bittel work? I don't know. We're not yet getting into it. We didn't go into Daf Dalet and Mirz Hashem in the Shiurim that we're going to get to. We're going to analyze that because it's going to be very relevant. But what I want right now is that there's a concept called Bittel. There's a concept called nullification. And that takes care of the Isser Midoraisa. So there is no Bar Yiro Bayimotze after Bittel. Yet Midrabanan, they were Machayiv you to be Baidik. That's what the Gemara seems to say on Daf Dalet and Mibis. There is a Gemara on that Vav on the base that Rabbi Yehuda Merav told us that every Boydek, by definition, when you're going to be Boydek, you're also going to be Mevatel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, a Boydek Tzarech Shivatel, my Taima, in name of Mishim Perurin, Aloch Hashivet. Why is it that after Bedika, I still have to be Mevatel? I was Boydek everything already. The Gemara says, if you're going to tell me it's because of the crumbs, haloi chashive. Rabbi Sai, we have to get back to this Gemara. Does this mean that I don't have to be concerned about crumbs on Pesach? That's what the Gemara sounds like, Rabbi Sai. Stay tuned for Daf Vav Amud Beis, the Maram Chalavi here, the Rabbeinu David here. We're going to get into this, Rabbi Sai. It's going to have practical implications about how much you have to check and what you have to check before Pesach, and whether or not you have to be neurotic before Pesach. So the Gemara seems to say, no. If the crumbs are on the floor, haloi chashive. V'chi tema, and the Gemara asks, kevin dimintalu agav besi chashive. And if you're going to tell me, no, it's not just crumbs in the street. It's not food that's on the floor, that's sitting by the gutter on the street. It's talking about crumbs that are guarded by my house. So therefore, it automatically becomes chashiv. The Gemara challenges that. V'atanya soifet de'enu v'mashamer sadeim v'pnei anovim sofei anovim v'mashamer sadeim v'shnei makos v'pnei midlos. The Gemara says that if you have if you have all of these residue of fruits that you want to keep around, or that a person usually likes because he has some benefit from them for mikshos or whatever other things. So the Gemara says, "Bizman shebalabais makbid alein asurin mishum gezel v'chayav meiser." If the balabais is makbid, he specifically cares about it, so then you can't steal it from a person's house, and it's obligated in meiser. Bizman she'ein balabais makbid alein mutar mishum gezel patur mishum meiser. But if a person is not makbid on it, meaning he never noticed it, he doesn't care about it, so then it's patur from meiser, and another individual could even take it. So what's the Gemara proving? That even if I have crumbs in my house and it's guarded by the walls of my chatzar, that doesn't mean necessarily that it's considered not hefker automatically. So the Gemara says, you're right. Just because it's in my house does not make it chashuv. But rather, why do I have to be mevatel after I already went through a bedika? A merava gzeir shemi yimtze gloska yafa vidaita ilavei. Says Rava, no, because maybe you're going to find a nice geschmack piece, and you're going to have your das on it, you're going to want it around, and therefore, we're worried about that situation. So therefore, what do we do before when we do the bedika? We will say, don't worry, if you missed anything in the bedika, you're going to be mevatel it as well, so therefore, it's not going to be daiti levei. Through the bittul process, it's already going to be nullified, and there's not going to be any transgression of bal yirah, bal yimatzeh, of this lo saseh that we are concerned with. That was Rava's rationale for the reason for Rabbi Yehuda of Merav to tell us that every baidik has to do bittul.
Great question.
Yeah.
Hi, Rabbi. So, is this Shema Yimtza Gluska Yafa? Is that a Shema on Pesach? Yeah, Avi.
Where are you?
Yeah. I'm here.
Now I see you.
So is this Shema you're gonna find on Pesach, or are you gonna find during your Bedika and you'll
good. Zok the next line. The Rabbi Yehuda Merav says his statement at the time of Bedika. Bedika is before Pesach. So we're going to be Mavatal, we're gonna be Bedika on Pesach. So the Gemara asks, Bechimash Kachas Le Levatle. What Rabbi Yehuda Merav, what are you so nervous about? When a guy finds it, then he'll do bittul. Why do we have to enact that every time Erev Pesach, when he does a bedika, by definition, he has to be mevatel it? Let him only be mevatel it when he finds it. If a guy finds it, so then you'll deal with it. You'll be mevatel it. So on that, the Gemara says, Dilma mishkachas le lebosar isuro avi. Maybe he's going to find it after the chametz already became asur. And then once it becomes chametz, once it becomes usser, you're going to find it after the prohibition already took place, right? Let's say on Pesach or Erev Pesach after the isser. And then what? You don't have the ability, you don't have the capacity to be mevatel it anymore. Why? Because the Gemara goes on to say that chametz is something that now is aser bana and now is not in your rishus to be mevatel. Bittul needs ownership, and once you lose the ownership, so then you're going to violate it. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. There's a lot more we need to explain in that Gemara. If bittul removes if the chametz removes ownership, so then why am I violating the iser also on Pesach? That's exactly what the Gemara goes on to say. The chiddush of chametz. But the Gemara was concerned, what happens if you have a guy that's only going to find the chametz later on, once the Zman Isser already began, and then he doesn't have a solution of bittul. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Merav said, initially, everyone has to be mevatel at the time of bedika before you get into such a scenario.
Rabbi?
Noah.
Is bittul officially mean hefker, or does it mean something?
Excellent question. A machloikas rishonim we're going to get to in the next set of the Maror Mekoymis. Great. Hold on to Rashi and Tosis and Avdalah and Mebeis. It's not clear what bittul means. Bittul is a solution that right now I don't violate Bayer Abayi Motze. What the mechanics of bittul, we're not up to yet. That's part of this long run that we skipped this part of the run because I wanted to focus on one element of the run. We're going to have to do another dimension of the Ra'an Emirtz Hashem in the Shiurim to come. So how Bittul works, we're not clear about right now. But what we know that it accomplishes is Midoraisa, it removes the Isser of Bal Yerubai Motze in whatever mechanics it is. David.
If the process is that you do Bitika and then do Bittul, I don't understand the Kasha in the beginning. I mean, if you find it, you'll come to have Das for it.
No, he's trying to explain why he enacted that you have to be Mevatel.
I'm saying, but don't the answer in the end is saying because you might come to it once it's Isser, once it's Usser.
No, the Gemara asks, why do you need this Takana? It's challenging your Muta Marav. Why do you need this Takana? Just let him be Mevatel when he finds it. If you have such a guy that finds it, don't make a Takana across the board that a person has to be Mevatel. Gemara says, yeah, what's going to be with the guy who only finds it on Pesach? So now he's messed over. Dr. Muta Marav, I'm going to save that person.
So it's saying I've done Bedika on my house. I finished my Bedika process. And then if I just went on with my life, I might come upon it. And then why not just
do Bedika? Therefore, I'm making a takana that everyone has to be mevatel it after Bedika. Because now that'll take care of every scenario.
Okay, thank you.
Why do people sell their chametz then if
Bittul? You're going too what selling of the chametz does, Mirza Shem, we're going to get to. That suggestion is not found in the Gemara. It's only found in the Gaonim. It was a later suggestion to take care of a few different chashas that Chazal have, but that we have to wait till the second parak for. That's what the rest of the Rishonim discuss. Good. Rabbi Thai, the Gemara said, the Tosis says as follows. Now we can understand Tosis because we have the background of Tosis. Perish HaKontris, Shalai La'avor Allah B'Bal Yerah B'Yimotze, B'Kosh L'Ri, B'Dikas Chometz is because of Bal Yerah B'Yimotze? Like Rashi says? Kevan D'Tzorach Bittul. Since the Gemara tells us on Bava Mabez that Abaydik Tzarashi Yivatel, we know every Bidika is not a Bidika alone. Rabbi Yudah Marav tells us you also have to nullify it. Umidor Raisa, what? The Gemara Nafdal and Mabez tells us Midor Raisa Bittul takes care of the issues. So then what? Amai Hitzukacham Bidika Klau. Rashi! You think this is Bali Rab, Bali Matze based? Can't be! Because Bittul alone would be a solution for that. And every time a person is Baidik, he's Mevatel. So it must be there's something else going on in the first mission in the Chi of Bedika, and another rationale why we have to be Baidik. Because if that was the suggestion, so it would just be Sagi, like the Gemara Daf Dalet tells us, just to be Mevatel. Right? That already takes care of Bal Yerah Bal Yimotze. So therefore, Tosis challenges Rashi in his suggestion that the whole impetus of Bedikas Chametz is for Bal Yerah Bal Yimotze. That's not true. You could suffice with what? Just Bittul, like the Gemara tells us, and Rashi can't disagree with that. Dr. Taisvis, Venera Lari, Rashi got it all wrong. A whole different approach to the entire Meseches Pesachim, to the entire mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. Venera Lari, Dafal Gav Desagi Bebittul Ba'alma, Echmiru Chachomim Livdok Chametz, Ulivara. No. Even though the Gemara in Daf Dalet is right that Bittul helps and nullification takes care of Bal Yerah Bal Yimotze against Rashi, what? You still need Bedikas Chametz for an entirely different reason. What's the entirely different reason? Shelo Yavu Lechlo, so that a person doesn't come and he eats Chametz. Eats Chametz? That's a totally different Isser. Person might have chametz around. It looks tasty. He'll forget about Pesach. And what? He'll be over in Isser Karis. That's why we made a B'dikas chametz. Not because of the owning of chametz, but because of the eating of chametz. Okay, interesting. Does Tosis have any rayas to what he's suggesting? Tosis says, yeah, I have a Farish Gemara that says exactly what I said. That what? B'dikas chametz is not Bal Yerah Bal Yimotze oriented, but rather it's Gzera Shema Achila oriented. It's a nuch shash that maybe you're going to eat the chametz. Because the Gemara in Daf Yudam Abayz has a suffix. The Bayi Rava, Rava had a kasha. Kikar Bishmei Kaira. What happens if what? Let's see that Gemara inside, Rabbi Isai. Tosis doesn't just make up these ideas. He's bringing everything from Gemaras. Two lines from the wide lines. What happens if you have a loaf of bread that's up on top of the shelf, that's very high up? Tzarech sulam lahorido olot oein tzarech. Do you need to get a ladder and do a bedika there, or do not need to get a ladder and do a bedikah there. Rabbi say things that we wonder every bedikah is chometz. Are we mechuyev to get a ladder and go into all of these big areas that might have a kikar there? Mi amrinan kule ailo achachu rabbanon. Do we say so far Chazal never were mechayev you to do a bedikah? Because since it's not easier to get to, so no one's going to eat it. Or no, maybe it's going to fall, and a person might come to eat it. So everybody say, what's the Gemara saying? It's a geshmakariah to Tosfos. The Gemara, black on white, has a suffix about the nature of bdikas chametz, how far you have to go in order to be baidik. And the Gemara says, what's the lumdis of the suffix? Is there a chshash achila or is there not a chshash achila? Means everything in bdikas chametz is achila based. Is this going to fall in or is this not going to fall in? Is there going to be a chshash achila or is there not going to be a chshash achila? It's a raya brura, Tosfos says, that the reason for bedikas chametz has nothing to do with bayiroi bayimotze. The reason for bedikas chametz has to do with shami yavol ochlo or not. Yeah, Moshe. No. That's a gemara. That's a different gemara. That even if you sold your chametz and it's not your chametz, I have to make a separation. The gemara says I have to make a mechitza. That I don't even come to eat someone else's chametz. It's a separate takana. Nothing to do with bdikas chametz. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. I know where that chametz is, but I still have to put a mechitza on, and I don't own that chametz. Yeah.
Rabbi, doesn't bdika take care of the owning chametz also? If I do a bdika, I know that I don't own any chametz. Oh, why do I need
bitl? Tosfos says absolutely not. Tosfos says that the solution for owning chametz is bitl. And bdika is for an entirely different reason. So Rabbi Sai, Rashi has a lot of explaining to do. Rashi has a lot of Gemaras that are stacked up against him. A Gemara Dav Dalid, a Gemara Dav Vav, and a Gemara on Dav Yud. So let's take a look at the Ran. Dr. Ran, Rabbi Sai. Boyd Ganes Chasamit, Parish Rashi, Kadesh Lo Yavar Babal Yero Bayimotze. Picture betoisis the kaimel under the rise of bittul ba'masagi k'dis bigamara b'sof sof lo sagi b'lo bittul k'dam rinim bigamara. So your ba'yirah ba'yimatz is going to be taken care of already. Habar dek tzar shuriyad v'kevin shku hecha asi b'dika k'desh lo yavar alav ba'yirah ba'yimatz alo pater nafshe b'lo bittul v'bittul l'chudei sagi bittul enough suffices like we saw. Zok teran. Just repeated toisis kasha. V'yesh lemer to be the rise of b'chad minayu sagi. Says the Ran, a whopper of a chiddush. Rashi is telling us that there are two options. There are two avenues when you walk into the Yontif of Pesach. How do I get rid of the Isser of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze? On a level of the Araisa, I have one of two options. B'chad minayu sagi. Klomer obibdika, obibdik, obibitl. The Ran is telling us, Rashi is being mechadish to us, that a person can do bdikas chametz, and that could suffice. That is what the chiddush of Rashi is. That alone could remove the bayirah bayimotze. Kedamrina la begemara, and he proves this from what? His first raya is from the Gemara Daf Zayin of a base. L'or anayr minolon. How do you know that you have to use a candle when you're bodek? Upashtina le mikroi. And the Gemara on Daf Zayin brings psukim. Rashi alluded to this, that you have to use a candle. Alma dibdika nami midoraisa. So therefore, Rabbi Isai comes along the Ran and is suggesting for Rashi, and answers the first question that I want to ask myself whenever I approach a new sugya. This concept that I'm involved with, is this a Doraisa concept or a Durabonan concept? What does the Ran say in Rashi? Bdikas chometz is not what we always assume, that it's just rabbinic. Bdikas chometz is deoraisa potentially. Bdikas chometz is deoraisa potentially. If you choose that avenue. And I'll prove it to you, the fact that the Gemara uses psukim, how to perform a bdika, what to use in a bdika. And anyone who does bdika, there's no need for bittul. One of two options. Hilchos Shapir Klameimar. The bdika yasi kadesh lo yavra love abayira abayimotze. So therefore, says the Ran. Now I have no problems with Rashi. I have no problems with Rashi. Why? Because Rashi was talking about a person who utilizes the oraisa principle of bdika, which exists on a level of the oraisa, to resolve the issue of abayira abayimotze. Now, what's the so far the Ran's proof to this? To this concept, from the fact that the Gemara uses psukim to tell us sources of what to utilize when we're doing a bdika. Then the Ran says, "Shemashe itzruchu chachomim bittel achar bdika." That which the Gemara tells us on Bava Mabez, Rabbi Yudah Merav, that every guy who does a bdika needs to do a bittel. So by definition, as Tosos, you're going to already be resolved from Bayro Bayimatze, from the Bittel alone. Says the Ran, that's only Midrabanon. That's only Midrabanon. Midrabanon, they were metakin that every bodek should be Mavata. Why? Because you might come and find a Gluska Yafa. And you might eat it. Right? So that's what Rashi's saying. So what is the Ran interpreting, Rabbi Isai? The Ran's interpreting that Rashi was explaining our Mishnah. What? Says the rabbi. Say, what does he do with the Gemara of Vavav? Once Rabbi Yudah Merav told us that you have to be Mavatal, so why is the Bedika taken care of by Rabbi Yamate? He's talking about a person who didn't do Bittel. He only do Bedika. Why would he go against Rabbi Yudah Merav? Because Rashi is explaining the Mishnah on a deoraisa level, before the takana of Rabbi Yudah Merav. Rabbi Yudah Merav told us new suggestions to not be concerned with any problems on a rabbinic level. But if you want to know the nature of bdikas chametz, is it a concept in deoraisa? Rashi's telling us, yes, this is a suggestion. This is an option in order to avoid bayir al bayimatz. I, Rabbi Yudah Merav, yeah, that was midrabanan. So now if I ask you, Rabbi Isai, practically, once we follow the takana of Rabbi Yudah Merav, would the reason for bdika be because of Bayi Rabbi Yimatze, according to the Ran's suggestion? No. Rashi was only explaining, originally, on a level of Daraisa, that was why the bdika exists. But
Rabbi saying even with Rashi?
What?
Even with Rashi, Rabbi saying that?
Yeah. At least a suggestion according to the first suggestion of the Ran. If you read the Ran later on, let's go a little bit weiter in the Ran, it'll become clearer. Let's skip the next part of the Ran, which is going to deal with the nature of Bittel. So the Gemara says, Shemer Toimer, Ran says, Shemer Toimer Kach, right? That was the next part of the Ran that I put on the Marmar Kainis. Yeah? Shemer Toimer Im Kain, Ein Lanu Min HaTor Ela Bittel Zeh, Bein Lebdiko Bir Chametz Iker Min HaTor Klal. He says, don't tell me that midoraisa only bittel exists, like the Gemara Daf Dalet says, that bittel works midoraisa and bdika is only derabanan, and there is no other option, like I'm suggesting in Rashi, that suffices for a doraisa. Says the Ran, it's not true. Why? The habayi b'gemara bdika l'araner minolan u'muchuchalin mikra. Because the Gemara proves from Sukkim, like I said before, that you need a candle when it comes to bdika, and it proves him from Basa. So it says the Ran, and I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me all those Gemaras are what? Asmachtas. They're not real bona fide drushes min deraisa. They're all an asmachta, right? Remember, Machloikas, the Ritva, and the Rambam, what does asmachta mean? Not for now. But This is just a mnemonic device. This is just a way to relate to the Derabanan's, but it doesn't actually mean a biblical chiyuv. Lesser. Says the Ran, don't give me that. That's not true. Why? Because the Gemara later on has a major machlekes Reb Yehuda and Rabbanan. How do I fulfill the mitzvah of beer chametz? Do I have to burn my chametz or can I just throw it into a river or into the wind? And there is a manda amr Reb Yehuda, that you have to burn the chametz. Bidanumi Noser, and he learned it out from Noser, just like from Noser, leftover carbonas, you have to burn so to this. Says the Ran, and if you tell me there is no concept of bittul, of bdika, and only bittul exists on the level of the Araisa, so what are they arguing about what to do with the chametz? There's nothing to do with the chametz. You just be mevatel the chametz. That's the way you get rid of bayir abayi matze. That's the only way you get rid of bayir abayi matze. Elamai, says the Ran, al korchach, from the fact that there's a machlekes Reb Yehuda or Rabbanan, how to get rid of the chametz physically, it must mean that on a level of the oraisa, in the chumish, there was a concept of what? Searching for chametz. Trying to retrieve chametz. And by the fact that what? I have a machlekes, how do I deal with my chametz? Beer chametz, is it sreif or is it throwing it into the rin? Bavara b'chol davar, according to chachamim, according to Yudah sreifa, must have implied that what? There's a chiyuv to retrieve the chametz and to look after the chametz on a level of the oraisa. So the Ran's using the concept of beer chametz, of destroying the chametz, the machlokes Yudah rabbanon, as a proof, that an assumption that there must have been a bedika prior to retrieving that chametz, and all of this exists on a level of the oraisa. Give me 1 second. And then he proves also, and you see, and you see from Rabbi Kiva also, that the Torah said, burning the chametz is an av melacha. So you see on a level of the oraisa, there's beer, so it must be that there was a chiyuv to retrieve this chametz. Must be that there's a concept of bdika on a level of the oraisa. Now we go one more paragraph. And this is the summary. That which the Torah tells me I should destroy all my chomets. You could fulfill this in one of two ways. Either nullify it, you can nullify it mentally, or if you didn't do bitl, what the Gemara says on Daf Dalit, tzarich min haTorah sheyivdoich achrav, min haTorah I have to do a bedika, v'chol makom shu ragli matzeh sham, any area that chametz might be, v'yevarenu min ha'olam, and he will destroy it from the world. And if a person opts out to take care of the Doraisa through bedika, which the Ran is telling us now is Doraisa, now Rav Yudin Chachamim asked, oh, so how do you take care of it if you do that? If you're now physically destroying the chametz, and that's why you did a bedika, so now how do you destroy it? Either sreifa or throwing it into the ruach or the sea. L'ficha kol she'enu mevatel chayav livdoik, k'dei sh'lo yavar alav abayir abayim matzei. Therefore, Rashi meant, l'ficha kotzav Rashi sh'boit k'nes ha'chametz, k'dei sh'lo yavar alav abayir abayim matzei. V'haynu l'mi she'enu mevatel. But Rashi agrees, if you don't go this route, if you want to go the route of Bittul like Dalid, obviously there's not going to be any Bayir Abayi Matzeh left for you to do a Bedika on. Good. Why? Aval lemi shevatel sagi b'achi, ele mipnei shebittul zet toli b'machshav zon shel b'nei adam, ve'en de'yesen shavis, the efshar sheyiklu bekach ulo yotzil emilivan legamrei roch hachom laachmishul yaspik bitol veitzrichu bedika ubir shu maspik gamkem min haTorah o mipnei shechoshu shem yishu besoch beso yavalech. Then the Ran comes along and he tells us, and if a person's mevatel, is he obligated to do the Mishnah in Psachim to do bedika? Yes. Why? On what level? Not me, the oraisa, because I just proved to you that bittul also works me, the oraisa. like the Gemara on Daf Dalet. So why would a person have to do a bedika after he is mevatel? Says the Ran, because what? Maybe he's not mevatel wholeheartedly. Maybe he didn't have the right intention, the right kavana when he's mevatel. So on that, rabbinically, Chazal were concerned. So they said you should also do a bedika. Good? So Rabbi said at the end of the day, the Ran is suggesting in the at least the first part of the Ran, Rashi meant what he said and he said what he meant. And there's a din de oraisa to be baidek the chametz in your house. That is only necessary, says Rashi, according to the Ran, in a situation where a person didn't opt through the mahalach of bittul. If you choose the avenue of bedika, which the Ran proves exists on a level of the oraisa, it's your choice, originally, on a level d'oraisa. So then you have to be baidek and take care of the chametz. If you're being mevatel, so then on a level of d'oraisa, you would not need to be baidek. On that, the Ran adds, so why do we have to be baidek l'maisa? So says, once you do bittel anyways, and once Rabbi Yudah Merab is saying any baidek is going to be mevatel, the answer is because maybe the reason we are enacted bedika is because maybe you're not going to be there wholeheartedly, and the bittul was insufficient. Okay, Rabbi Isai?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
In Rashi says, so we're not over by Ovai Matzah. That's the reason, it's basically a protection, bedika is a protection from it, but the Ran saying that the bedika is actually a chiyuv on its own, and also a deraisa chiyuv, separate from a protection.
It's a deraisa chiyuv, not midirabbanan to protect, but midiraisa to fulfill that I don't violate Bayer Abayimot.
But they're on their own, meaning like you need to do a bedika because it's deraisa, and also you shouldn't be over Bayer Abayimot because that's also deraisa.
Well, I think he's just saying that that was the rationale of the Torah to be machayev you in a bedika.
But we would think that it would just be, according to Rashi, if we didn't learn like the Ran, we would just think that the bedika is a derabbanan protection of Bal Yerov by Matzah.
Oh. So, Jack's suggesting a second shot. Rabbi Isai, does everyone understand what Jack just said? He said something very interesting. Perhaps one could read Rashi exactly like the Ran just ended off and not say something as earth-shattering as what the Ran was developing. Perhaps I could hold that bedika still exists on a level of derabbanan. Not like the Ran suggested. So why does Rashi say a biblical principle? Bal yirah bal yimotzeh. Because midrabbanon, Chazal were concerned that what? I still could violate bal yirah bal yimotzeh. Why would Chazal still be concerned, Jack, of bal yirah bal yimotzeh?
We don't rely on bittul.
Because what?
We're not relying on bittul.
Oh, why would we not rely on bittul?
Shema Yitzah, and then you'll stall.
No. Shema Yitzah, Gosko Yafa is not going to be, Bayer Abay Yimotzeh.
He didn't do it properly.
But what did he mean by Shema Yitzah, Gosko Yafa? Not only Shema Yitzah.
The Ran says that if you might find on Pesach and you'll stall throwing it out, or I mean, being revire it, and then in those moments, when you stall, you'll be over on Bayer Abay Yimotzeh when you find it on Pesach and you stall.
Meaning, because all of it, right, because you didn't have Das. Shebitul zet toli b'machshav shon shebe adam, ve'ein de'asen shavos, ve'efshu sheyiklu b'kach, v'lo yotziu miliban legamre. Maybe his bitul will be lacking. And since his bitul will be lacking, so then what's going to come back, Rabbi Isai, if I find something, a gluska yafa, Rabbi Isai? What's going to come back? So now, Rabbi Isai, we read Iran. The Ran had a suggestion in Rashi, but the way the Ran interprets why midrabbanan practically we need a bedika and a bittul, you also have a new suggestion in Shitas Rashi. Perhaps Rashi was suggesting that midrabbanan we have to be concerned that your das is not going to be there, and therefore what? Midrabbanan, they made it as if what? Bittul does not take care of Bal Yerov Bal Yimotzeh. And that's why you have to be
I don't. What do you do with the machlokas, though?
What?
What do you do with Rabbi Yehuda on the Machlokas on Zion?
What do you do with Rabbi Yehuda Merav?
When we talked about Ab Malacha and the Psukim, meaning you have to say those are smachtas.
What do you do with the Raya of the Ran that Bdika there is Deoraisa? Okay, good. What do you do with David's kashas, Rabbi Yisai, according to the way I'm suggesting? Rabbi, I have a kasha, David. What is Tosus going
to
do with that?
The machlokas is about to protect.
Tosus holds Bdika. Is Tosus holds Bdika Deoraisa Derabanan?
Tosus holds Bdika is Derabanan.
So what does Tosus do with all that?
I thought you could still say there's just a machlokas of where to put the smachta.
He says he puts it for achila.
Rabbi Yisai.
Yeah,
Duran himself said, don't tell me it's just an asmachta, because you have a biblical machlokas about how you're Mekayim Tashbisu. So you obviously need to look for the Chametz. So that's how he proves it's Daraisa in Das Rashi.
Yeah, but Rabbi, Tosfos could say that Tashbisu is Bior, Chametz, and Bedika is just a facilitator of that. But the Bedika itself to actually search is not.
Exactly.
It's not actually
Deoraisa. Oh, excellent. Avi Bahar was just mechavin to Reb Kiva Eger's kasha. Rabbi Yisai, listen to Reb Kiva Eger on that Beis Amar Aleph. He has a Ran. He doesn't understand the Ran. I'll send it to you afterwards. Actually, you know what? Let me take a clip right now and send it to all you so you don't have to find it.
Rabbi, also the Ran was a bit like contradictory in himself. He started off like saying Bedika is good, Bedika is enough, Bedika, but then he started coupling it with beer again and again.
No. He's saying that once you need beer, you need to destroy it. So it's assuming that on a level of Deraisa, the Torah was assuming that there's a Din Bedika. Rabbi Yisai, look at the WhatsApp group. Frekrim Kiva Eger. Boit Kines HaChomets. Beran Rosh Perek Dik, Deimisa Deim Bedika, Beer Shersh, Menat Torah. But ma pligi Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yehuda bechametz in misreifa umuchach de pligi bekra. What's Rabbi Kiva Eger quoting? That Ran that we just said. How does the Ran know that bdika exists on a level of the Araisa? Because if there's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan by whether or not to burn it or whether or not to just destroy it in other ways, must mean that there was a bdika on a level of the Araisa. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, frekt Avi Bahar below zachisi lahavin. The af im ein bdika ikar midaraisa pshita diyesh labir ikar midaraisa. What does one have to do with the other? There's a concept midaraisa of how you destroy your chametz. B'matzah chametz achar zmani sura. D'bevadei tzarech levaru ma'inyan bir linyan bdika. How do you assume that just because there is a situation where I'm going to have to destroy it, namely when it's zman iser, right, that I have to now burn it, That assumes what the Ran assumes to us, that it should be what? That there must be a bdik on a level of Deoraisa. Okay, so that's a great question. We have to get back to that question. And I'm going to get back to that question when we go on in terms of how much chametz I have to be concerned with when I'm going to be bodik for. What is Bali Rabbi Yimatzi violated on? What type of chametz? Rabosai, in terms of David's question will be on Tosus as well. But the answer says, Rabbi Kiva Eger, David, is beer is a Doraisa. But that doesn't necessarily tell me that Bdika is a Doraisa. So I can have Bdika being only the Rabbanon. Rashi says, Shema Shalo Yivar Bai Rabbi Yimatze. That doesn't automatically mean what the Ran says, that it's at the beginning, that it's Doraisa. It could just mean Midrabbanon. We were chayshed that the Bittul is not sufficient. And therefore, there's still a Bayra Bayimate element that's left with us.
Rabbi, how do you do a Bior without a Bedika?
A destruction?
Hey, you can't burn anything if you don't find it. If you are Batel everything.
You were a Mechuyev to find it. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, you on Pesach, you found Chametz there. You were a Mechuyev to be Baidig it. But what do you do? How do you destroy Chametz that was found?
Well, it's not yours. You're a Batel it. My point is, Duran is contradicting his first statement, saying that you can do bittel and be fine.
Assuming there was no bittel, there's a machlokas rebuta and chachamim how to destroy the chametz. That doesn't necessarily imply that I had to check for it once I found it. So now I got to do something with it. So that's machlokas rebuta and chachamim. Machlokas how to understand the word tashbisu in the Torah. But who said that meant I have to go searching after it? And that there's a chi of deoraisa to now go search with my candle around. Ah, you'll tell me that they learned the candle from Psukim? That was an asmachta, says Reb Kiva Eger. And then all the rayas of the Ran fall apart. So Rabbi Isai, we're coming out over here. What?
So that situation that Rabbi just mentioned, there was no deoraisa
of bdika
of anything. There's no bittul either. When you found
if you were not mevatel it, right? If you were not mevatel in Reb Kiva Eger's case, if you were not mevatel, and there's chametz in your reshus that now exists, and now you got to burn it, so you violated by your Abayi Motzei. Sure, 100%.
My question is that the Ran as a proof to saying that it could be bdika only is that there's an argument over bittul. But if you're saying that you need to do a bior, then you have to have a bdika to do that. And then
Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking that the fact that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan argue about the concept of bior, how you accomplish bior, doesn't mean that there wasn't a bittul done. I mean, it doesn't mean that bittul is not an option on a level of daraisa. It just means that in a case where a person violated the isser, and he finds chametz, so this is the way you have to take care of it. Either burn it, or throw it into the wind.
Now my question is on the Ran's proof for why bdika can work by itself. If he says that one of the proofs is that we have an argument over how to do bior, then I don't understand how. Then if bdika and bior work by itself, then that contradicts the fact that bittul can work by itself.
He's saying that there are two options, there are two avenues. You can go the bittul route, or you can do the bdika bior route.
I just don't understand how doing a bittul, like if I just say I'm mevatel all my stuff.
Okay, that
I don't understand how bior cures b'yira b'yimatzei.
No, bittul now takes it out of my rishus. Just like if you would sell chametz, so bittul also accomplishes that.
Then why do you need a bior?
You don't need a bior in such a situation.
So you're saying if you're saying bior is you one need a bior is daraisa.
One of two tracks, either the bittul track or the actual physical dealing with in a physical level, okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, throwing it into the wind.
So it's either bittul or bdika and bior.
Correct, exactly. That's exactly what the Ran's saying. Now I'm suggesting Rabbi Isai another suggestion for Rashi. That according to the Ran, based on what the Ran says himself, just because Rashi says Shema Yavar B'Bayirah B'Yimotzei, right? Shelo Yavar B'Bayirah B'Yimotzei doesn't automatically mean that Rashi held Bdika as Deraisa. Rashi could also hold its Derabbanan. Just what? It was because we are worried that the Bittul was insufficient and there was still a Chshash of B'Bayirah B'Yimotzei being around even after a person went through the bittul. Why? Because he didn't have the right kavana. Because he didn't have the right approach. So that's what the Ran introduces to us. Rabbi said, "There's one gemara we didn't take care of."
The right approach. Okay. If he didn't have the right kavana, then how is the bedika, if it's not deoraisa, going to help for bali or bali matzah, which is deoraisa?
Because that chametz that the bittul was on that's insufficient is now being taken care of through a bedika and a beer. Yeah,
we have a deraisa. It's a deraisa din. And balira, if you're going to say balira, balimatz,
it's a rabbinic chiyuv on a chash for a deraisa. That's the rabbonim.
That's what will make the kavana better.
No, it's not going to make the kavana better. It's going to have another. Midrabbanan is going to have another suggestion and avenue in order to not be concerned with Bayer Abayi Motzei. Yeah, Admon.
It sounds like beer is like a bedieved in a way. Like you're supposed to bittul, and if you're just not completely genuine or if you mess up in some way, then you do beer.
According to the Ran on a level of the Raisa, I think they're both L'chatchila.
No, I'm saying if we look at it, not like they're on the way, I think Jack was looking at it.
If you're learning Rashi, what? Midrabanan?
That is Darbanan, but it's just like a
chash.
It's like a precaution, like a chash, right. Exactly. Then it sounds like beer is like a bedievet. It's not like a actual chiyuv in the first place.
Why?
Bedika is bedievet. The bedika is not.
Bedika is bedievet.
Because you do bittul, right? And
bittul really should have been lechatchila. Bittul should have been the best. Bittul suffices if it's done properly. But if you don't do it properly, so then you have to deal with it another way. Physically destroy it. Physically look for it.
Right. So it's not the ideal way to get through it. The ideal way would be to do proper bittul.
Okay. That could be. According to the second suggestion, that could be. But that's not to say that when you choose the other way that it's bidyeved. It's just the Torah was telling you, you didn't need to do this.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know if one has a preference over the other. Yosef.
Rabbi, according to the Ran, he's saying that according to Rashi, the Mishnah is going on a Deoraisa level, right?
Yeah.
But meaning the Bedika is Taloi on the beer, is it not? He gets that from the Pasuk. The Mishnah has no mention of a beer.
Correct. That's why you need a Ran. You're right. All right. Rabbi Isai. What Gemara did we not take care of?
Yud.
Yud. Yud is an excellent Gemara. No, we did take care of Vav, David. We said that even according to the Ram suggested in Rashi, Vav is after the Takona of Rabbi Yehuda Merav. But before the Takona of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, you had an option to just do Bdika without Bittul. Rabbi Yehuda Merav came up with a new Chash, why he's going to say that every Boydik has to be Mevatel. But Midoraisa, that doesn't mean that a person couldn't suffice with just bedika alone. Rabbi Isai, what's going to be the Gemara and Daf Yod? That's a bam kasha.
Wait,
that's kasha number one. Kasha number two is Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha on the Ran. Kasha number two is Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha on the Ran. That, where do you see by definition, just because there's a concept of beer and Tashbisu and Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan and how to physically destroy the chametz? And now that tells me that there's obviously a chiyuv bdika on a level of the reis, challenging the whole suggestion of the Ran. Rabbi Isai, we need to go a little bit weiter in the Ran itself. Umashma, sorry. Umashma, the Tana de Mastisin lo boy bittul klal. Rabbi say this Ran is gold. This Ran is so fundamental for the first parak. So that's why we're focusing so much on the different parts of the Ran, and we're going to get back to the other parts of the Ran. Umashma, the Tana de Mastisin lo boy bittul klal ela bdika ubahachi sagile. Like we just said, on a level of the araisa, bdika alone would have been good. Lefisha mekaven shebadak yoytzi chayvaso. He'll burn it. But now the Ran asks a question. One sec. If I'm right, if this is true, if Bedika alone is good and you don't have to be Mavatel, Bedika seems insufficient. Why does Bedika seem insufficient? Because, to be honest, bedika has limitations. What are the limitations of bedika? It's only what you're physically going to find. Bittul is what? Is all-encompassing. Bittul, in one fell swoop, in one shot, takes care of all the chametz in my possession. So, Admon, you want to talk about lechatchila and bedievedz? I'll talk about lechatchila and bedievedz. We should lechatchila suggest that you should be mevatel, and I shouldn't even have an option of bdika, because the bdika by definition is going to be insufficient, because anything that I missed is going to be what? An automatic violation of bayir abayim motze. Everyone here?
Can you say the same thing of bittul, that's not sufficient either?
No. Bittul, I don't have to see anything. Bittul, I don't have to be know about anything. Listen to the lashon of bittul. Open your siddur after the shir. Call chametz diika birshusi the chazisa or the lo chazisa, which means what I saw or I didn't see, lahave ka'afra da'ara, should be like the dust of the earth. Should be batal, should be nullified. So bitl takes care of everything. I'll never have ba'al yirah ba'al yimatzeh when it comes to bitl.
Rebbe, but when you have tefillah, you would need to do both anyway for the physical that is there and not?
No. Just be my bat. Everyone agrees. The Ran is the biggest proponent. You can go the route of bitl. Two tracks minat Torah. There's no problem with using bitl, Rabbi Isai. So what does the Ran say? Umash. So he says, you're going to ask me, Limafreya Avrale. Now, once he finds it, he's going to violate Baal Yirah Ba'Yimotzeh originally. Lessa. No, I still could suggest that Bdika alone could suffice Midaraisa. And the Torah was not messing you over. Ask the Ran, Rabbi, so what's the Aaron asking? Bdika, by definition, being an option, it's lacking. The Torah is messing you over. You're going to have Baal Yirah Ba'Yimotzeh on the things you don't find. Sharei samscha toira ala chazokos v'chol shebodak oisan mekayma sheragili matzeben chametz yotze yidei chayvasa ve'en lo lachosh l'kikar b'shmega koira. What did the Ran say, Rabbi Isai? What did the Ran say? How did he answer his question?
It works with bittel.
It works with bittel?
It works. It kind of works as bittul, because if you do what you're supposed to, no, if you do the proper bedika,
the Ran is saying on a level of deraisa, I could thrive and I could survive and I could exist without bittul. Again, the Ran holds two tracks on a level of deraisa, just bedika alone. But what about all of these areas, Rabbi Isai? So, the Ran, why? Through what halachic mechanism? A new concept. Chazaka. Just like when it comes to a bias of a tzaras. Just like when you learn Ksubis, there's a cheska, chazaka de guf, there's chazaka in the Torah, so to every b'dikas chametz midaraisa is relying on a chazaka. B'chol shebadek aysim mekama sheragi limatze ben chametz yotzi yidei chovasa. That's sufficient. I don't understand, but there's chametz around. But there's chametz around, Rabbi Yisai. What's helping me? And you don't have to worry about the chametz that are high, that's higher up on a level of daraisa. And therefore, our Tana never mentioned bittel. That was later. Rabbi Yudah Merav on Davav v'Chidish v'Amar Abaydik Tzarech Shivatel. He introduced bittel after bittel. So Zokhtaran, don't worry about it. There's a chazaka. I don't understand. So there's a chazaka, Rabbi Yisai. That's the Or Gadol Akasha. And if I find the chametz in my house afterwards, so now how's that going to help me? Didn't I violate Baal Yirah Ba'Yimotzeh, Rabbi Yisai? What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? What?
What is it?
How does he read the Gemara on Yud? Because maybe you're going to eat. You're saying, why did the Gemara even entertain the possibility that you'd be chayiv in a bedika if you have a chazaka?
Because it might fall. Because it might fall.
Yeah, because it might fall. Yeah.
The point of the bedika is to make yourself clean of having any chametz in your possession on Pesach.
Right.
But if it falls, it comes into your possession on Pesach.
No. Not that it comes into your possession. You might eat it.
But yeah, so this it sounds like the chazaka covers you on eating it because you'll burn it right away at the altar, but you still have a problem.
No. The chazaka takes care of everything. There's no fear. But there still is a realistic shash that what happens if it falls in and you might going to eat it. It's going to fall into your soup.
Wait, but how?
Go up there.
How does it take care of it in the first place? Like, meaning?
The chazaka's asking me, why did I take care of anything? I still have chametz in my house. So the chazaka tells me that if there's areas that you don't usually leave chametz around, So then I don't have to go there. I know, no, in that area, I know that there's a piece of chametz there. There's a kikar there. The Gemara didn't say, Gemara says, kikar b'shmei kaira. Do I have to take, go up there or not? Do we say,
that's still owning.
We have to, do we say that shemi yava alacha or not?
Rebbe, how do you not still own it?
Yeah. Bittul.
You didn't do bittul, you just did bedika.
No, that Gemara is assuming also afterwards.
I think according to the Ron, he's saying you do bedika and you have a cheskes kashrus that you don't have to worry about that you're going to.
You're asking on a level of the oraisa if that could that Gemara exist lefi the Ron's interpretation of Rashi that I left a piece of chametz bishmei korah and I wasn't mevatel. No, I don't think so.
So you have to do bittul.
You would have to do it, but that's after the takana of a Rabbi Yudah Marav. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I think Enoch Nami, what David's pointing out is 100% correct. If on a level of Daraisa I was not Mevatel and I knew I had Chametz there, of course I would have to go up there and destroy it. Otherwise, I'm violating by Yerobah Yimotze.
I don't.
Maybe that's.
Bedika alone is good on a level of Daraisa. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah. But. Maybe how does Chazaka work exactly?
Oh, that's a good Kasha.
Does it work like bittul, like not this kind of bittul, like bittul from like bittul b'shishim kind of bittul?
That's what we need to get into. What is
also Ramashu, no?
What does he mean by chazaka? What does he mean by all these other areas? How is the chazaka helping you? And what happens? Let me ask you this: what happens? I have a chazaka. What happens on Pesach? I found chametz, right? According to the Ron, okay, Lamaisa, that's never going to happen because I'm always going to do bittul. But on a level of Daraisa, if I took the avenue that I didn't do bittul, right? Now I found this chametz. The Ron tells me I had a chazaka. But now what? Igloi milsa mafreya. What? That the chazaka was wrong. Right? And there was chametz in my house. So did I violate Bayer Rabbi Yimotze?
Wait. How do we, chazakas don't go to mafreya? What?
Chazaka is assuming a reality. If it comes out that the chazaka is wrong, then you violated it. But that's not what it sounds like in the Ron. It sounds like you're A-OK, even if the chazaka is proven to be wrong. Chazaka is something that halacha allows you to rely on, but it doesn't mean that necessarily it can't be wrong. Yeah, no.
Yeah, but it could be wrong. Who said it's enough for you?
I don't understand. Avi, it's not lemafreya, so how are you going to...
Okay, a besua has a cheskas of guf. A besua has a cheskas of guf. Then she becomes a be'ula. So she was never a besua?
No, but if you have bugs and this apple or this vegetable, right? You know, there's a chazaka on this item and you think it's kosher, right? And igloi milsa that now, no, it's not true and there's bugs there. So then you violated an iser.
I did?
You relied on a chazaka. What you did was okay, but lamaisa, you...
I relied on the chazaka that the Torah told me to rely on. The Torah told me you can rely on the chazaka. Now the chazaka is wrong.
The Torah told you to rely on a chazaka, but lamaisa, how does that... The igloi milsa, that sometimes it's wrong, and there might have been b'shayig about your Abayi Matzah, you know? Unless there's some other way to rely on it. What?
Yeah.
Chazaka's not saying that you have a new situation. Chazaka was telling you how to deal with this reality. But if it's this gala that it was wrong, so then why can't you say that you're violating Bayer Al Bayer Matze? Why? Why? But Lamaisa, was there chametz in my Rishus or not? Bayer Al Bayer Matze tells me not to own chametz. How do I get around that? How did I get around that? I Iglai Milsa that I owned chametz. So why didn't I violate the Isser? Good. These are all. Oh, so good.
Rebbe,
this is going to be the next thing that we're going to discuss. Excellent. We're a little bit out of. Yeah.
Isn't this a machlokes on Eidus Zayimim? How if it works on mafreya or not?
It's a town hall.
No, that's a totally separate machlokes about specifically Eidus Zayimim, whether or not Eidus Zayimim, the part of Eidus Zayimim, is a chiddush or is it not a chiddush. That's machlokes.
Well, didn't we say bittul itself?
Yeah, Noah.
So if we have I think the statement in the Mishnah that says that you only need to check places in your house that you bring food to would imply that the bedika is only for a case where it's only for that you might.
The Ran is coming off of that, but the Ran is asking, why is that helpful? So he's saying because of a chazakah.
But there's a chazakah that you, there's no food there, so then,
right.
Therefore, I wouldn't have to be worried about me coming to eat food if I find it. But if there's food in that in other areas, I still own it.
Not only you coming to eat, that's a chashash midrabanan. You don't have to worry about bayir al bayi matze.
You still have to worry about it because you still own food in other.
Good. That's the
Ran. You're not worried about you're going to eat it.
That's exactly what the Ran's struggling with. The Ran's selling you, if you're going to go the route of Bedika, what about all these other areas? What about areas that I own chametz throughout my house? Says the Ran, chazaka.
But the chazaka isn't for that.
Oh.
You still own it. The chazaka is where you might come to eat it.
Good.
Hence, excellent. The Bedika would have to good. Be only
so
for.
How do you read this Ran? So how do you read this Ran?
It doesn't make sense.
Oh, thank you.
Heavy.
It does make sense. You just have to make sense of it.
Rabbi Sai,
is every chametz that exists in my house automatically subject to the violation of Bayra Bayimatze?
Not necessarily. It has to be Bayra or Bayimatze. But if it wasn't Nira and it wasn't Nimsa, even though it's in your possession, it's not.
Hey, Rurim.
Rabbi Say, you got to give me gemaras about this.
Isn't there the shita on Perurim that they're not chashes?
Yeah, but that's even if it's nimtza. That's even if it's apparent. That's because it's not mine. It's hefker. Something ownerless is not mine. I'm talking about things that you own. Things that you own, but you don't see them, or you don't know about them, Rabbi Say.
Yeah.
Does that violate Bayra Bayimatze, Rabbi Say?
Isn't the machlokas based on the Gemara on Chaf Aleph between
Tosfos? Oh, beautiful. Who's talking?
Jeremy Klein.
Rabbi Say, this kasha that the Ran's asking, lefi what he opened up to us, in order to defend Rashi, in order to understand that on a level of the Araisa, Bdika alone suffices, now opens up to us something fundamental for the entire Meseches Pesachim. When I want to tell you that you can't own chametz on Pesach, what does that statement actually mean? Does that mean all chametz? Does that mean all types of chametz? Or are there specific types of chametz that we should differentiate? But you say we have to see the Gemara in Chaf Aleph. We have to see the Gemara, go back and analyze the Gemara on Daf Vav and Beis in light of what the Gemara in Chaf Aleph says, and now see if everyone agrees to what this Ran is suggesting, that the reason why Bedika works is based off of Chazaka, and that's what's going to now be matter me to leave it at a level of Bedika to take care of my Chi of Deoraisa. So everybody said we went a little over time, I'm sorry. But just a little bit, just to recap. We started off with the Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosis. Tosis exploded with a bunch of Gemaras that attacked Rashi, that said that the Bedika was only for Bayra Bayimatze, and Tosis says that's taken care of already. The Ran defended Rashi, and the Ran said, no, Rashi clearly held that there are two options of how to solve the issue of Bayra Bayimatze, one through a Bedika, or the other through Bittel. And Rashi is assuming a situation where you didn't do a Bittel. The Gemara says that every time you do a Bdika, you do a Bittel. That was rabbinically enacted later on for certain concerns that Rabbi Yudah Marav had. But on a level of Daraisa, that wasn't in existence. And you sufficed on a level of Daraisa just with a Bdika alone and then physically burning it. Now, we ask the question, okay, so we took care of the Gemara Daf Vav, and we took care of the Gemara Daf Dal that tells us Bittel works. Rashi's in agreement that Bittel works, but you don't need to do Bittel according to Rashi on a level of the Araisa. And only Midrabanan, they combined both of them for their different reasons why they needed both a Bittel and a Bittel after the Bedika. Good. What's with the Gemara and Daf Yud? We still didn't answer. Okay, Then the Ran himself, who introduced this idea, then says that, and also if you hold that Bittel works midoraisa, even if Bittel works midoraisa, one still could suggest that we would still enacted to do a bedika. Why would you do a bedika? Because maybe you weren't fully there and you weren't fully bechavana and your lave wasn't gummer when you were mavata. We suggested based on that a new suggestion, a second alternative pshat in Rashi, that maybe Rashi only meant that bedika is midorabana like the Ran just suggested. Why does he say shelo yavor b'yirabayimate? Because midorabanan, they were worried that the bittul was done in a wrong way, and therefore you didn't suffice to get rid of b'yirabayimate. So that was suggestion number two in Rashi. We still were left with the question: what does Rashi do with the Gemara that Tosas proves as a bomb proof that the reason for bedika is only for achshash achila, that it comes based off of the Gemara and daf yud, and we didn't suggest how Rashi gets out of that question. Now that's still left off of the question. We're gonna have to pick up with that on Sunday, Mirtashem. That kasha and the Pnei Yeshua's teretz on that kasha. Rabbi Isai, now the Ran opens up a new issue. If I'm suggesting to you that there are really two avenues that you can do bedika or bittel, is that really accurate? What about the chametz that I'm not going to find when I do a bedika? Why don't I violate by Rabbi Motze? And that the Ran answers, no, that suffices with chazaka. So Mirza Shem on Sunday, Rabbi Isai, we will explore this Ran. We will explore other sheets in the Rishonim how to deal with that, and then come out with a new hakdama and fundamental machloikis and yisod in what chametz I have to be concerned about when I'm dealing with the isser of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei on the yontif of Pesach. All right, Shkayach Rabbi Isai.
Thanks, Rav.
Good
job.